It's tremendous. Gaiva, if you want. Power. And then came the 73 war, and they were almost in this beginning. They were rooted from the Suez Canal. They were rooted from the Golan. Many, many soldiers were killed. In fact, regretfully, many Hezder soldiers, religious soldiers, Dafka chose during the Bein Azmanim to go to the army. So many religious soldiers were killed. So on one hand, it was a tremendous blow to Israel. On the other hand, there were tremendous nisim. At the end of the war, it turned completely around, and they regained the Golan, and they reconquered the Suez. So it had tremendous negatives and tremendous positives. So I was in Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't there for the war. I was there after Hanukkah. And I don't remember if I heard it myself or was quoted. Rav Shadron, one of the Gedolei Ador, said a very simple observation about the war. He said, we should realize that whatever happened was nigzar on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It didn't just happen. That was Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We went through a Yom Kippur. If they were Peronius, it's because our Yom Kippur wasn't good enough, perhaps, or whatever. We don't know always Hashem's Cheshbonus. But it was Nigzer on Yom Kippur. And if there was Nisim, it was also Nigzer on Yom Kippur. There was everything, the good and the bad, that was Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It wasn't things, we don't believe things just happen. Nature. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geyser. Yep. And the same thing, I think, is true by us. Meforshim say, the Bali Musar say, that if a person wants to get inspired for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they should look at what happened in the previous year, and they should realize that whatever happened was Nigzer in the last year. And that which should motivate them. But regretfully, we have very short memories. We don't remember what happened during the year. So it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a tremendous taiva, and he brought us something to remind us right before Rosh Hashanah. You don't need a very good memory. On one hand, there was, a certain amount of problems. We showed people how easily, we can be, vulnerable we are. I mean, they're just losing your electricity can drive people crazy. And how it's just something, how easily you can just lose everything. And on the other hand, it was a tremendous nice, till about a day or two before the hurricane, according to the official United States government weather hurricane center, the hurricane was supposed to make landfall on 12th Avenue, about a block away from here. That was where it was hitting. We didn't tell, right? The main hurricane, the number 4 hurricane, was supposed to land right here. Not a mile away. Right here, 12th Avenue. Right? We had a tremendous, and no one predicted that it would go west. There wasn't a single prediction. It was even within all the possibilities, it went beyond the possibility. So what we had was, on one hand, we got a little bit of a clap. Did get a clap. On the other hand, we got a nace. A little bit, I'd say. We also got to see other people getting a clap. And it's a tremendous, in a sense, it's a tremendous chesed that it awakens us. Even if we don't have to have such a long memory, so when we come into Rosh Hashanah, when we come to Slichas, we can realize that we're so much totally beyond Hashem. We have no koyach. There's nothing we can do about a hurricane. And there are so many other things in life that we have no control. And therefore, that has to inspire us and motivate us when we come to the Yom HaNorah. And obviously, the first thing that's brought down in coming before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, as they call the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The first thing is Tshuva. Tshuva, Tefillah, Staka. First thing is Tshuva. And yet, what seems so strange is many, many people don't seem to do Tshuva. And apparently, the reason is that people feel, you know, of course I would love to do Tshuva, but it's just too hard. Can't. Maybe I tried, it didn't go. Maybe I didn't even try. I don't even think I can try. But it's a tremendous mistake. First of all, it's a mistake because people do not understand what Tshuva is. There's a Gemara. I don't want to get complicated, but just a simple Gemara. Amazing Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses what a person who was Chayiv Skila. Person who Bezdin Paskin, that he's Chayiv to be killed by Bezdin. The Gemara in Makkah says that if Bezdin killed someone once in 70 years, it was unusual. So we're talking about here a super Rasha, right? Someone that Bezdin convicted that he's Chayiv Skila. He had to do an Aveira, one of the cardinal sins, to be Chayiv Skila. There had to be witnesses. He had to do it in public. He had to get Hasra, warning. The witnesses told him, you do this, we're going to kill you. He said, I don't care. I got to do it, right? So they're going, and they're taking him to be killed. He went to Bezin, and they passed him these Chayiv Misa. Says in the Mishnah, you get 10 amas to the place where they're going to kill him. 10 amas, an amma is the size of your tzitzis, which is either between 18 inches to 24 inches. So it's about 15 feet to 20 feet. He sees, right, pretty close, the place that they're going to kill him. Right, it's imminent. He's going ahead. They take him. They're about to kill him. They tell him, Oimrim lo, his vade, say vidui. Shekane Derek all Moisim is Vadin, because people before they die, that's a minik. They say vidui. What does that mean? It's a minik. You have nothing to lose. You're going to die anyway. You can't. What are you worried about? You're covered. You got no covered. You were just convicted. You know, there's no covered. There's nothing to lose. So you might as well be misvadin. Shekol. Shekol is a very amazing word. Kol means everyone. Shekol amisvade yesh lo chelek la'olam haba. Amazing line. We're talking about a super Russia. He's about to die. We tell him, okay, say vidui. Okay, you get 1 minute, say vidui, and then you go to olam haba. Excuse me, how can you say guaranteed that he's going to go to olam haba? You know how many averes this guy might have had? If they caught him once to be Chayiv Skila, who knows how many other times he did without Aden, without Asra, right? He could have been Nichshu 100 times, 1,000 times. And what kind of tshuva this, you know? So he's going to say vidui. Like it says, he has nothing to lose. He's not changing. He's not going ahead and fighting his Yetzer Hara. What's the big deal? Okay, you have to say vidui. You have to feel bad. Who's not going to feel bad if he's about to be killed? But the Gemara says that maybe ain't a chinami. It doesn't say it's tshuva shalema. It doesn't say he'll get forgiven totally for his averes. Doesn't say that. There are levels in tshuva. There's Svarim say, Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Shari Tshuva, that there are millions and millions and millions of different levels in tshuva. But just this basic level of just saying vidui, it's all you did. We're going to say in Slichas vidui. Just saying vidui, especially with a certain amount of sincerity. Doesn't even mention here how much sincerity. But just saying the vidui, that already is enough tshuva to move you from being the arch Russia to that you get a chedek and item haba. We have the same thing in a medrash, which is perhaps even more amazing. We have the pasuk in Pinchas, that B'nai Korach lo meisu. B'nai Korach did not die. There's a problem that seems to Mefarshim ask, because it says in the Pasuk that all the entire Kehila, Adas Kairach, the Pasuk says, Kol, that they were all swaddled up. So how can the Pasuk say later that B'nai Kairach lo meisu? So the Medrash, it's a Medrash Tehillim, says that Shelo Yochol is Vadas B'fiyim, that B'nai Kairach were swaddled up also, because that they were just as much Rishon as everyone else. And they couldn't even say Vidui. Why couldn't they say Vidui? The Pasuk Medrash says, because Shol Psucha Mitachtayim, they saw Gehenim, the land split up, and they saw Gehenim. The Eish Milmetesivas, I mean, a fire came up around them. So the earth split, they're starting a free fall, they see they're going straight down to Gehenim, the fires are around them. So the Medrash says at that second, they couldn't even say Vidui, but they felt Rochash Levam Betshuva. They felt, you know, I think I would feel a little bad too, you know. Obviously, I think you goofed, you know. You're flying down to Gehenim. It's not so, doesn't sound so difficult to feel bad, you know. Obviously, I betted on the wrong team. It says that they went ahead and they were thinking tshuva, so they got saved. Maybe they didn't get saved totally. They got saved partially. It's unclear exactly. They were somewhere in this middle land. But they didn't go down to Gehenim. They stopped. They were going free fall straight down to Gehenim. They had a hargosha of tshuva. Okay, we stop you. So there's some measures that there's in the middle there in the ground. Whatever, it's not clear. But what's the big deal? It isn't necessarily a big deal. Tshuva, there is a certain level of tshuva that is extremely easy. It's extremely easy. Just feeling bad. He brings here in the Lev Eliyahu. Brings Rav Yoel Lapian. He brings from his earlier diaries. From Rav Itzala, from Rav Yisrael's Saint Santa's main Talmud. Shem Adam Oisa Aveira. If a person does an Aveira, he's doing an Aveira. Right? That's pretty bad. Avo Mis'ana Chazal. But he feels a little bit bad that he's doing the Aveira. So Nichta V'Nechta B'Shamayim. It's written down in Shamayim. Ploni Avar Aveira Manocha. This guy did Aveira, but he felt a little bad about it. If he doesn't feel bad, it's written down he did an Aveira without feeling bad. So Rav Itzala said, maybe you'll think there's no difference. So he said, Bein Aveira Manocha, Bein Aveira Bero Anocha. Two people do an Aveira. One person feels a little bad, and the other guy doesn't bother him. Harichek hu kebein Shamayim La'aretz. The gap, the difference, that feeling bad, that decrease, that changed the Chomer of the Aveira from the distance of Shamayim Va'aretz Va'od Yaiser. And further, in other words, it's such an amazing difference. Just, even if you're doing the Aveira, even if you're doing it right now, what kind of Anocha is that? If he's still, with the Anocha, he's doing the Aveira. With the feeling bad, he's doing it. So you'll say, you know, so it's meaningless. No. That feeling bad already greatly decreases the Chomer Aveira. It's still an Aveira. We're not saying it's nothing. It might be a very serious Aveira, but it's 100,000 million times less than it would be without the Anocha. So that the first thing is that even if a person thinks, I can't do tshuva, maybe it's probably a mistake, but as a person thinks that, but anyone can feel bad. Feeling bad is easy. And if you have one anocha, it already moves it 1,000,000 miles. And if you have two anocha, it'll move it 2,000,000 miles, right? The more you feel bad, that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. There's millions and millions of levels. There's no one, there are no cutoff points. So if you have a little bit of feeling bad, it decreases the aveira a certain amount. You feel a little worse, decreases it more. Obviously, if you try to stop, it decreases it more. If you succeed in stopping a little bit, it decreases it more. There's millions of levels, but just even a feeling bad, even a split second before a person's dying and he sees Gehenna in front of him, even that has a tremendous, profound effect. So the first thing is when we come to say Slichus and we come to say Vidui, we should realize the tremendous power of Vidui. Anyone who's a Rav knows that when you go to a hospital, person's on his deathbed, one of the hardest things for a Rav to do is right before the person's nifter, you try and get the person to say Vidui. It's, what are you mutching? The person's dying. What are they? No, it's the greatest chesed, because that Vidui, just saying Vidui, is such a tremendous difference. It's such a schus that a person can say Vidui before he's nifter. So, Baruch Hashem, we're healthy. We have the ability to say Vidui before Rosh Hashanah. The power of a Vidui with a little bit of sincerity is such a powerful thing. So we have to really take advantage. We can't give up. We have to realize we have the ability to make such a profound difference. Now that's point one. The second point is that it's really a mistake when people think that they can't do tshuva. We can do total tshuva. There have been many people who have done total tshuva. And especially, I think I have to mention, we were the yeshiva, we were the Beis Medrash, we were in Eretz Yisrael, and we went to visit Baruch Hashem. We were zeicha to go to numerous gedolim. And one of the gedolim we went was the very old Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Porat Yosef, or the Ziknei Hador, Rav Sotka, who was one of the Gedolei Hador. And he spoke to the yeshiva guys very strongly about the problem of technology. And again, when I left, I went to get a brother. Again, he so to speak, deputized me in a certain sense. You know, in America, you got to speak about, it's such a problem. This is destroying Klal Yisrael. And we have to go ahead, for sure, especially these, you know, anyone, everyone, but especially the one fellows who are still single. It's a bigger problem. To go ahead and deal with this problem. To go ahead, and it is doable. There is, you can move forward. There are solutions. You talk to people, and they say, I tried, it doesn't go. I can't. And the people think, okay, I'll go to Shemayim, or I'll go to Rosh Hashanah, and listen, Hashem understands, Hashem knows, I can't, I tried, I can't. What is that? Hashem's going to be upset with me. I can't. So there's a famous story from Rav Yisrael Salanter. There's a story that when Rav Yisrael Salanter lived in the city, and there was a rich person, a very rich person, who lost all his money, to the point that he mamish didn't have any food, to the point that he mamish starved to death. He died of starvation. So they had the levaya. And at the levaya, they got up, and someone made a hesped, and said, "Oy, look how terrible Anias is, how terrible poverty. A person with poverty can starve to death. It's such a terrible problem, poverty." And Rav Yisrael got up and he said, "It's a lie. It's not true. No one dies of poverty." He died of gaiva. All he had to do was ask for help. He would have gotten help. He wouldn't have died. He was about gaiva. He was embarrassed to tell people, "I lost my money." Don't say this. He can't. He didn't die from poverty. It's not true. And the same thing is true here. A guy goes up, he thinks, "I'll tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had such a strong Yetzer Hara, there was nothing I could do." There is what you can do. It's gaiva. There's Baruch Hashem. Yeshiva has wonderful rabbeim who are experienced. You're not the first person with this problem. They've dealt with the problem. They help people with the problem. There are guys in the past who had the problem and solved the problem. There are Eitzas, there's Webcam, there are all kinds of solutions. But if you can't do it yourself, you gotta ask for help. You can't be about gaiva, that's all. If you can't, and besides which, It's not even embarrassing, because what you're embarrassing to admit that you're human, that you have a Yetzirah. Your Rebbe will respect you more if you come to him. He won't respect you any less. He'll respect you more, because all you're telling him is that I have a Yetzirah, which is normal, and I'm ready to deal with it, which is commendable. So there's nothing even to be embarrassed. But even if you are embarrassed, so for that you're going to let yourself be nichshol in serious averis because of embarrassment, that's an excuse. So for 1 minute you'll speak to the Rebbe, you'll see that there's nothing to be embarrassed. He doesn't in any way cringe, and he doesn't look down at you, and he can help you. Baruch Hashem, there are so many people who have been helped. So therefore, of course, it's not true with every Avera, but especially with this is a particular area which very often a person needs aitzes, how to deal with it. Regretfully, it's in society. So therefore, two conclusions. The first thing is that no one can say that it's hopeless, because the first step is so easy, anyone can do himself, is just to feel bad. That itself is not tshuva shleima. It's not 100% tshuva, but it's enough. It says in the Gemara, it's enough tshuva to move a person from a super Rasha to Yeshua Chedek L'Olam Haba. Right? He might still, even a person Yeshua Chedek L'Olam Haba, doesn't mean he won't get Gehenim first. He might get Gehenim, he might get Yisurim, but eventually he'll get a Chedek L'Olam Haba. That's still pretty amazing. So having anocha, having saying vidui, and the more sincerity, and the more times you say it, we're going to say vidui. Here the Gemara is having vidui one time, a split second before the guy's about to die, and it has that effect. Imagine you say vidui, we say slichas every day before Rosh Hashanah, to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur itself we'll say vidui about 10 times. So that has a tremendous effect on it. Can keep on to just the vidui alone has a tremendous hashpah. And surely if we are able to go ahead, and we are able, so we shouldn't fool ourselves. Sometimes when you make up that you can't, and then it's an illusion, and then you don't even try. We have the ability. Maybe you need help. Okay? That could be. You never did it before. You have to speak to people. It's like if your person's sick, you got to go to a doctor. You need someone who had experience, someone who dealt with the issue before, who knows how hard to push, when to push, where to push, what to do, how to do it in stages. That's experience. But to go ahead, and we have to go ahead and deal with the issues, and Be'ezras Hashem, we can go ahead and succeed in reaching a high level of tshuva, in a level of purity, and through that, even with the mamish, will be successful in totally eradicating Be'Hashem all our averes, and to be zeicha to ksiva simetoiva. Both the Chazal say, Forshim say, a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. Rav Yisrael says that on Rosh Hashanah we're also judged on Olam Haba too. So there's a tremendous, it's a person's judgment is in everything. Everything's on the line, and Be'ezras Hashem, we should be able to be zeicha to a proper din by going ahead and being misoyer to do its proper tshuva.